Boyan, we need to know if you're doing a bloopers reel this this year so we can plan on putting that somewhere.
No.
So yeah. If you are, let us know. If you're not, let us know.
Either way, we're good. We just need to know.
No, not again.
3, 2, 1. Boo.
Don't know. I have no idea. See, you said one, I went. But who knows?
Who knows? Well, one thing we realize is that I'm always right, and you're sometimes hit and miss. Oh, God. So.
We got to start with that. It's going to be a long 30 minutes here.
I'm just giving Boyan some fodder for next year's outtakes.
You're listening to the Help Me With HIPAA
Blooper Show.
We do not know how this one's going to turn out. Just have to do that for Boyan.
I know. You know he's got a headphones on going, what in the hell are they doing?
Hello, everybody. It's again this time of year when I can speak. Just a little bit, but I can speak. We had a crazy year, but outtakes are something that I'm looking forward to each year, so you can actually hear what I have to deal with. It's not easy always to edit the show.
And I'm fighting, I don't know what it is. I call it the Barry White syndrome or something, but my voice is about an octave lower than normal.
All right, Bob, I'm a little under the weather today, so we'll try to, get it going.
And sometimes, I really thought somebody's going to die.
Pregnant Paul.
No.
Why she dies.
Yes.
Killing me softly with his arms. Killing me softly.
Oh, stop it. Sorry, Bob. You're killing me with that. Either the asthma or you is gonna kill me first. We'll see how we do. You're cranky. I'm not. I'm having trouble breathing. Yep. We'll see how that goes.
Yep, it's ought to be good.
I'm get through it, man.
But as always, those two are professionals for the most part. Well, not much.
Ready? I'm ready. You ready? I'm ready. Are you ready? I'm ready.
All right.
Are you ready? 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 Okie dokie. I think I'm ready to go. All right, ready to roll?
Yeah, I guess as much as I'm ever going to be.
All right.
Oh, hell, wait a minute. All right, I'm ready.
I lost it now.
We don't do this at night for a reason.
Oh, something I didn't know. David has a professional studio in his house. Not.
No, I mean, I'm on a lawn chair with a little cup holder thing on the side.
And everybody thinks we do these professional recordings.
Yep.
It's in the closet in a lawn chair with his beer in the cup holder.
That's what I need. I'm being set. I can recline back. So today I forewent my normal chair, and I have an exercise ball, so I can roll around.
Okay.
I'm sitting on an exercise ball in my recording studio.
Awesome.
With my favorite business attire.
Okay. What business? Which business you talking about?
With my camo pajama pants.
Oh, that is your favorite business attire.
In my recording studio, sitting on my ball.
Does it hurt? there we go. All right.
So when they get comfortable in their professional recording studios, This is actually how recording starts.
We were having some friends over, cooking out, and I was out doing some stuff in the yard and cleaning up the grill, and I was throwing a splinter from that wall.
10 minutes later.
What are you going to do? Because it's hurting. You can't even think. I can't type. I can't do anything. I'm just walking around with my finger up in the air.
15 minutes later.
Oh, well, okay. What can I do to help? So there's the story. Right, at least we get to share that one with Bo.
Thank you, Donna, for that. There was something in this year that I really look forward to, and they messed it up.
You know, while Donna's on here, I'll say that she was supposed to send you tickets to the HIPAA boot camp, and she dropped the ball.
Yeah, I'll find a way to make, you know, I'm already his favorite. We both know that. And I'll find a way, you know, to make sure I stay there. You can't mess it up.
You're talking about favor between me and you.
Yeah,
he don't bite the hand that feeds him.
I'm still his favorite.
It don't matter. He's never sent you pictures of his naked breast.
Because I'm his favorite.
You might have a point there. You might have a real good point.
Oh, yeah, the picture. Long story. The second boot camp? Again. Yay. Look at me.
All right. Well, so what's up, Bo? Bo wants to know, or he said, please don't screw up and forget to send me my plane tickets to the HIPAA boot camp this time.
Okay.
So I told him that I would make sure that you took care of this because last time you dropped the ball.
Okay. Well, I was about to say you're in charge. I'm delegating it back to you.
So Bo, we will email you the tickets. Mm-hmm. Be looking for that.
But frankly, we can't risk what you might be getting into during, you know, the boot camp. You'd be a distraction for everybody.
Yep. Sitting in the back of the room with your vodka in hand.
Vodka. Vodka. Learn to say vodka. And this is Croatia, not Russia. We have Rakia. Okay? Anyways. I'm not the only one that they don't talk about. The backbone of the Help Me With HIPAA podcast, Carla.
A mobile. Okay. Right in the middle. Sorry.
What was that?
Did you hear Carla?
Uh-uh. What was she doing hollering?
Oh, all of a sudden, right then, I get this little bloop. Give me a minute before you start. Now, 30 minutes ago, I told her we're starting. She says, give me a minute, and I hear her walking right across my head, and I think she's going to the bathroom and about to flush. All right, so if I didn't think she was about to flush, I'd start talking again. There she goes. She's getting ice. And, you know, that's ice thing dumping.
Okay, boyin', cut it here.
Sorry.
So that would be Carla. And she probably asked me to delete this, but I didn't. Let's go on. I don't know what to say about this.
I'm trying to get this Oreo down.
Oreo.
Okay. Let's mash them up.
Extreme professionals. I told you. Sometimes we do have glitches with connection, but they forget that I can hear them both when they can hear themselves.
Well, I know that. Uh-oh.
All right, Bo, I think I lost Donna, so you're going to have to...
Well, Bo, I just lost the connection with David, and I don't know why.
You may have to cut this out. I'm just going to let it keep rolling there for now.
I am trying to get reconnected and see what he's doing, and I don't know what's going on here.
All right. Bub, I'm going to pause recording because I'm not getting her back. Mm-hmm. And then we'll restart and resync it up. So I'm going to pause it now.
So I'll just hum while we're talking. Missed call. He's trying to call me back. All right.
But most of the time, they are the ones that are causing the problems.
I don't think I have enough input. Hang on.
Wrong mic, Donna.
Is your microphone volume all the way up? Recording? Well, that's what you just said.
Yeah.
Wrong mic, Donna.
It's almost like a limiter zone or something. Like it's not allowing you to go above a certain level, which is probably not a bad thing.
Limiter. Good one. Mic, Donna.
All right. Well, Bo, let me know because I got a new computer. I got everything set up. And so if there is a problem, let me know.
I'm letting you know. Wrong mic.
I have 92 hours and 29 minutes left of recording time. We have to hurry.
So, guess what? She chose the wrong mic.
Yes, please get it right this time.
I know.
I mean, Boyan was about to have a duck cow.
A duck cow? Can you see a cow with webbed feet?
He was texting me. He was like, what the crap is this? And I'm like,
oh, shut up. Every now and then you got to work.
I was like, you're a professional audio editor. You'll fix it.
Ah, honey child, please. Yeah, we spoil you. We get it so easy.
Yeah, he's just used to going in and running everything through a processor and one time around, and that's it. You know, no ums and uhs. Just perfect, man. Perfect.
Yeah. You know, yes, last time I kept saying, that's not big enough. That doesn't show big enough on Audacity. That should have been my clue.
Mm-hmm. It's your fault.
Because as soon as it did, I did that, I went, oh, yeah. Sorry, Bo. You know, we're getting old.
Speak for yourself. I'm in my prime.
I'm not touching that one. But anyways, sorry you about me being so much trouble, yeah. But, you know, new computer.
Apologize to me. He goes, Bo's like giving me a fit about it. I'm like, I don't know. This is Donna's side.
Well, this one is a bit longer one. Again, I had over 2 hours of outtakes and 45 minutes of ones that I selected for this show. So to get it all in this, 15 minutes? Yay. Well, it's time to end it. Happy holidays.
You have no idea what it takes for me to put up with your ass.
Look at him. I'm a pride and joy and pleasure to deal with.
Oh, hell no. There is nothing normal about me, don't you know?
I would agree. That is a true statement.
One more thing, just for the fun of it. Bye, everyone.
3, 2, 1.
Boom.
Perfect.
I gave up on that a long time ago.
I know, because boy, you made fun of us so much in that bloopers episode.
All righty then. Let's rock and roll.